Gemara quotes a brisa. So the Gemara says, "Davar sheishlo matina afilu be'alef is lo batal." So, firstly, Rashi comments here in Dibra Maskil afilu be'alef lo batal. Even though Chad betrays batal based on the Achay Rabim Lahatos, but we still have a din de Rabbanon that Achi Ochlena be'isur. You shouldn't rely on Bittul, and you should wait till it completely becomes Mutter. That's what Rashi says. That's the reason why we say Davar sheishlo matina afilu be'alef lo batal. The Ran in the Dorim and Nachman Beis and Aleph has a different hesber, and there is a machlokes tanaim to rebuke in the Chachamim whether min b'mino is batal or not. Chachamim say it is, and Rebuta says it's not. Chachamim say it is, even though they're the same minim, but halachically one is Mutter, one is Aser. And the Rebuta says, as long as they're the same min, the halacha is that it's not batal. So the Ran develops this theory in the Dorim and Daphne Bezim and Aleph that something that eventually will in fact be mutter. So if you have a Davar sheishlo matirin, you have a Davar mutter and something that's usher, but eventually be mutter, so there's no conflict because both things eventually would be mutter. So therefore, in that scenario, we would say Davar sheishlo matirin afilu be'alef lo batal. So if you look in Kuf Beis in Yordaya, many of the poskim assume that these are two different mahalchim, and they come up with nafkaminas. One nafkamina might be the simon in Kuf Beis in Yordaya is devoted to Davar sheishlo matirin if the isser is not nicker beforehand, and then it falls into taruvus. The Rama writes that it's batal. So it could very well be. I think the Sefer Mari Yecheskel points out the nafkamina would be that according to the Rashi, who cares whether it was a nicker beforehand? It should still be a problem because you should eat it beheter. But if you hold the feirish like the Ran, then maybe it had no chashivas because the isser was a nicker. So maybe you held like the Ran, it would be okay. Also, the Pesukei Teshuva quotes the Slach there in the Rebbe Yehuda that there might be nafkaminas by kalim. If kalim get mixed up, because you can only eat something once, but by shtamshes, you use it multiple times. So it could very well be that it seems in Kuf Beis that the Gedolei Achronim take the Ran, Rashi and the Ran as two distinct approaches. But Rabbi Chanan points out here in the Kovet Shiurim that he thinks that Rashi and the Ran are not arguing. And he develops it every time. The reason why we would say here, Davar sheishlo matirin, we're machmir. The reason why we're machmir, he says, is because even though the Gemara says above Metziah Nun Gimlon Af Midiyarais, it's batal. But he said, "Mid Rabbanan, we're machmer because Acha Tochlenu Bisser Tochlenu Behefter." That's the reason why the Rabbanan are machmer. And the reason why you need the Ran is to tell me why you only say Davar sheishlo matirin is afilu be'alef lo batal only by min b'mino. The reason why you only say it by min b'mino is because of the theory that we said from the Ran is you need to have a conflict. So they're going in consonance with one another, and that's what he develops. And every time you have a rabbinic takana, he says you need to find kind of like a kain d'yoraisa tikkun. And that's what the Ran serves as that. So the way Rabbi Chanan seems to present it, that there is no machlokas Rashi and Ran. But as I said, it seems to be that many Gedolei Achronim say there is nafkamina between Rashi and the Ran. It's interesting that this klal of Davar sheishlo matirin, just as an example, there's a machlokas the Rambam and the Mordechai as to whether the Isser of Chametz is a Davar sheishlo matirin. The Rambam writes that Chametz is a Davar sheishlo matirin. And that's why the Rambam says, the Gemara says, "Msachem and Daf Lamed and Aleph," that there's an Isser Mashu. There is no din of Batal B'Shishim on chametz that falls into a pot. We assume the whole Taruvus is Aser because the Rambam says, "Davar sheishlo matirin, filu be'alef lo batal." And the Mordechai argues on that Rambam, and he claims that since chametz recycles itself every year, that same piece of bread will be Aser next year. It will not be Mutter forever. Therefore, that's not deemed as a Davar sheishlo matirin. That's what the Mordechai argues on the Rambam, and he claims that's not a Davar sheishlo matirin. Why is there an Isser Mashu, then, that we have no Bittul Tarubis when it comes to Chametz? So the Mordechai says it's a Chumer Dekaris, and therefore we're Machmer. It's interesting, the Mechaber Taka Paskins like the Mordechai, because the Mechaber writes in Tuf Mem Zayin, in Sif Beis, he writes, if someone bakes, let's say, cookies, Erev Pesach after Chatzos, let's say with trays that are chametz sticker trays, and it's an Isser Mashra, meaning it's more than Shishim, the Chomet should be bottle, so the Mechaber's Mekel. Mechaber says it's bottle B'Shishim. If you hold like the Rambam, it's after Chatzos, Man Isser, it'd be a Dover Shishlo Matirin, Filu Be'elflo bottle, but the Mechaber's Mekel there, because he holds like the Mordechai, because after Chatzos, before Pesach Mamash starts, there's no Chiyuv Karis. So if there's no Chiyuv Karis, you don't have the Din of the Isser Mashu. But that's an interesting Machloikis, the Rambam and Mordechai, how to define exactly Dover Shishlo Matirin. Also, I think there's a Rabbeinu, I couldn't find it, but I've seen it before. One of the Rishonim here, right on the daf, points out, in the notes, they say it's a mistake. I think it's a Rabbeinu Peretz. I looked, it wasn't there a Rabbeinu Peretz. I think it's a Rabbeinu Yontif that's quoted, that he points out the Isser of Chodesh is considered to be, the Isser of Chodesh, whether the Isser of Chodesh is a Dover Shishlo Matirin or not. So that's a very big Chiddush, because each, he points out the category of Chodesh, each wheat you have eventually will be mutter, but the category recycles itself. But, he points out that since the category recycles itself, it's not considered to be a Dover Shishlo Matirin, which is a tremendous Chiddush, because as I said, each piece of wheat is Osir, and then it becomes mutter. So I think in the notes, they say it's a misprint, but that's an interesting, if you can find, if to find where it is, but that's regarding this din of Dover Shishlo Matirin. So the Gemara says here that if you have Acherim V'Acheris, the Gemara says, there is a din that it's considered to be Osir. So Tosus points out here in Dir Maskav V'Acheris, he points out that according to Rabbeinu Tam, you have to read the Gemara, there are two separate dinim. You have to read the Gemara, there are two separate halachas. Meaning to say, the Rabbeinu Tam basically says that if you have Sufik Muksas Osir, and that's the way we paskin Halacha L'maisin Mechaber in Tov Kuf Yud Aleph, Sufik Muksas Osir, because of Dover Shishlo Matirin. Wait till after Shabbos. And then there's a second din, if that gets mixed in to the Taruvis, then Halacha L'maisin, you'll also be Osir, the Sufik Beyah. But L'maisin, in the Brisa, there is no scenario of a Sveik Sveika, because according to Rabbeinu Tam, if you would have a Sveik Sveika, the Sveik Sveika would trump the din of Dover Shishlo Matirin. And therefore, the Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that a Sveik Sveika on a Dover Shishlo Matirin is going to be mutter. That's what Shita's Rabbeinu Tam is, comes out from this Tosus. The way the Tosus, the way the Rabbeinu Tam breaks up that there are two dinim. So, that's a tremendous Chiddush, but that's Rabbeinu Tam Shita, how he reads the Pshat here in this Gemara. Now, the Rashba right here has a beautiful Lashon. The Rashba, at the end of the Dibur Maskal Acheris, points out in being Masber Rabbeinu Tam, he says, Kol Dover Shu B'Sveik Sveika, Heter Gomer Mashvale. The Imkein Afilu L'Yeshlo Matirin Nami Mahani. That's the exact Lashon of the Rashba being Masber the Rabbeinu Tam. So you see that, and this is what the Rav Zatzal used to say, that the Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion that a Sveik Sveika is, I don't know if he said it like this, but I'm making it a little bit more dramatic. It's like a cannon. That's what I like to say in Shir. It's like a very powerful, powerful cannon or a missile. It's so powerful that there's no latest asafik. When you have a Sveik Sveika that comes about, it's such a powerful mechanism, there's no latest asafik. So therefore, even in a scenario of a Dover Shishlo Matirin, you're going to say it's totally mutter. And that's the Lashon that the Rashba says. He doesn't say cannon or missile, but he says what? He says, Heter Gomer Mashvale. And the truth is that the Rabbeinu Tam, the Rashba in the Tshuvas, and he has a Tshuva in Siman Tov Aleph, a famous Tshuva there, where he does bring in Rabbeinu Tam, and he points out that the Tana Reb Yeshua in Ksubas, and Daf Yadalit, Reb Yeshua is posel b'chad ruvo by Yuchsin, but by a Sveik Sveik, he's Makshar. So again, it could very well be that a Sveik Sveik is more powerful than a Rov, and then it will work in a case of Dover Shishlo Matirin. So that's Rabbeinu Tam Shita that comes out from this Tosis. We'll get back to the Rabbeinu Tam B'Nedar. The Rosh in the Tshuvas in Klal Beis Os Aleph says differently. He says that if you have a Sveik Sveik in this situation, he doesn't learn like Rabbeinu Tam. So it comes out, according to the Tshuvas HaRosh, the Sveik Sveika will not work. You'll say it's Osir in the case of Dover Shishlo Matirin. The reason why it's not a good Sveik Sveika, because the first Sufik is Beguf, the second Sufik is Betaruvis. And for whatever reason that might be, the Rosh says you cannot have a Sveik Sveika when the first suffix is beguf and the second is betaruvis. And therefore, the Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin wins, and therefore, the Rosh writes in the Chuvis in Klal Beis Os Aleph that'll be Usr. And then there is a third sheet to hear, and that's the Mordechai. The Mordechai in Avodah Zarah in Tuf Mem Aleph says very clearly that a Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin Taka beats a Sveik Sveika, even if it was a legitimate Sveik Sveika. The din would be Lamaisa that Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin wins and then Sveik Sveika loses, and therefore, the din is that it would be Asr, and you can interpret the Gemara very literally, and it's not two dinim like Rabbeinu Tam said. It's all one din, and that is considered to be Asr, Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin, in the case of Sveik Sveika. So those are three terutzim we have in the Rishonim. So I want to now speak about this concept of Sveik Sveika, to be Masbir, these different shittas. The Rashba in Tuf Aleph in that same tshuva gives a svara for Sveik Sveika, and he basically says it's a ruba de lesa kaman. The classical Sveik Sveika you have in Shas is a man says Pesach Pasuach to a woman that he married, and he's not believed, al pi din. But in 98% of the cases, he's not believed. He only has two cases where he's believed. And the reason why he's not believed is because there's a Sveik Sveika. We don't know Lamaisa, when she was Mizana, was it Eno Tachtav or was it Tachtav? Was it before Erison? She's Mutter. If it's after Erison, she's Osir. And even after it was Erison, maybe she was raped, God forbid, and therefore it's Mutter. So that's the din of the Sveik Sveika. So he says, if you draw it on the board, the 75% Mutter, 25% Osir. Because Eno Tachtav's 50. And if it was Tachtav's onus, it's another 25. So 50 plus 25 is 75. That's 75 Mutter against 25 Isser. And that's why a Sveik Sveika, the Rashba writes, is considered to be mutter, like a rubid lesa kaman. Could be that there's a rivash that might say it's like a rubid isa kaman, but lemaisa, the truth is the Rashba holds that the svar is mitam rov. So if that's the case, that Sveik Sveika is mitam rov, so it makes a lot of sense that in the Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin, I don't care how big your rov is, afilu be'elef, as our Gemara says, is lo batal. So that would be very, very a good svara for that. Mordechai, that, you know, if you say the mechanics of Sveik Sveika is based on Rov, then there's no way that it's going to win in the Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin because that's the din, afilu be'elef lo batal. So that's the first svara that you have when it comes to Sveik Sveika. The Rambam has a famous shita, which we normally don't paskin like. Like that Rashba and the Tshuva that we just mentioned, we paskin normally Sufik D'Oraisa L'Chumra. Right? Midiraisa. That's the Rashba's famous shita, which is what we paskin like. It's interesting, there's a Sefer Haredim that says the reason why we paskin Sufik D'Oraisa L'Chumra Minat Torah because he quotes the Pasuk of Bacharta Bachayim. Sefer Haredim says, if someone, God forbid, has a medical issue, you're machmer, you go to the doctor. If someone has a spiritual issue and you're not sure, you should be machmer. So he says, Bacharta Bachayim is the Chiddush that we hold Sufik D'Oraisa is Midiraisa L'Chumra. But the Rashba on his own says, that Sovik D'Oraisa is L'Chumra Minat Torah, that's the Rashba Shita. But the Rambam in Pirik Tes in Halacha Yud Beis in Hilchos Tumas Meis is Machadesh, that Sovik Midiraisa is Midiraisa L'Kula Midirabana L'Chumra. Meaning that on a Sovik D'Oraisa Minat Torah you could be Mekel. And the Rambam in the Tshuvas says the Mokker for his Psak, the Shmaitze has a lot about this. He asks on the Rambam because Gemara says a Kedushin and I in Dalam and Aleph, it says, Lo Yavo Mamzer Bekal Hashem, Mamzer Vaday Asur Torah, Sofik Mamzer is Mutim Minat Torah. So the Shmaitzer says, oh, you see from there, that's a special din by Mamzer. Everywhere else, the Sofik issue should be Machmer. So the Shmaitzer has a lot about this, but as I said, he didn't have the Ram and the Chuvas. The Ram and the Chuvas says his marker is that din. In other words, the Shmaitzer asks, so it's only a din there, Mashmer everywhere else, it's Asur. The Ramam writes in the Chuvas that the marker for his halacha is this concept of Sufik Mamzer being Mutter Minat Torah. So that's the Rambam Shita. So it's interesting, just mention it, it's interesting, on that Rambam Shita, the Sefer Kasa D'Harsna has Akasha on the Rambam. Last week's Parsha, the end of the Parsha, it says by Baal Tashkus of the trees, the Torah says you're only allowed to cut it down when Klai Yisrael goes into war if you know for sure there's no fruits. It's not a fruit-bearing tree. Only if you know for sure is it mutter to cut it down. But it's masha from the pasuk. If you're misupik, you can't touch the tree. So the Kasan Arsna says, but according to the Rama, Sovik Rice and Rice Lakula. It's against the Pasuk and Chumash. So he answers there that he makes him Kimpton, the Pasuk, we're talking about an old tree. It did once bear fruit, so it's a Chazakah. It's Ischazik. And that the Rama we know. The Rama says, on the whole din of Ashram Talui. If I hold Sovik Rice and Rice Lakula, why is there a whole concept of Korban Ashram Talui? The Rambam says because it's ischazik. When you have two hamburgers, you know one is not kosher, one is kosher. Then you have a din of ashram talui. I don't apply the concept of sovik deraisa meraisa lekula when I know for sure one of the things is usher. But if I don't know, then I have the din of sovik deraisa lekula. So he says the same thing by the tree. I once said maybe al pi derech hadrush. The pasuk says right after that it says adam eitz asadim. It says a human being is like a tree. So the nesivus has a chiddush and the chavis das. The Rambam holds Sovik D'oraisa M'oraisa L'kula by Surim. But by mitzvahs, like by lulav or matzah, the Rambam's maskim Sovik D'oraisa by mitzvahs is L'chumra. So I want to say maybe by midos, Be'ron L'chaveiro. A person has a Sovik, whether you say something or not, it's going to insult the guy, don't say it. Because Adam who eats asadim. So the Rambam L'maisa was saying, not just by mitzvahs, but maybe by midos, Be'ron L'chaveiro, you could be machlo. Okay, but nonetheless, the Rambam has his shita, and the Rambam paskins Sufik deraisa midraisa lakula midrabbanan lachumra. So by a sveik sveika, what's the din? By a sveik sveika, it's mutter. The rabbanan weren't machmer. So what emerges is a second mahalach why sveik sveika is mutter. The first is the Rashba, it's mitam rov. The second is based on the Rambam, the unique sheet about sufik deraisa midraisa lakula midrabbanan lachumra. So that's the second mahalach. And the pashas would be in that case also pashup shot is that. In a case of a sveik sveika, maybe one could clear. But in a case of a sveik sveika with a davar sheish lamatirin, you know the whole point of the sveik sveika being mutter is the rabbanon weren't machmer in a case of sveik sveika. Were they machmer in a case of davar sheish lamatirin? You could go either way on that. But lamaisa, that's the Rambam's approach by sveik sveika. And then the third approach is what we mentioned from the Rav, and that's the following, and that is that the Rabbeinu Tam's of the opinion, and these first two shittas, the Rambam and the Rashba, seem to say that there is a latest asafik. The reason why I can poshut that asafik according to the Rashba is because it's midin rov, and according to the Rambam, the reason why I can poshut that asafik is going to sveik sveik the Rabbanu and machmer. But the Rav wanted to say Rabbeinu Tam holds by sveik sveik. It's such a strong concept, the mechanism is so strong that there's not even a latest asafik. And since there's not even a latest asafik, then it will work halacha lamaisa in a case of davar sheish lamatirin, because there's no safik, there's nothing to paskin on. And the truth is, I wanted to suggest that maybe the Rabbeinu Tam might be l'shitasa, because Rabbeinu Tam at the beginning of Ksubis, Tosis quotes that we know b'sulam mishas liyom ravi. So Rabbeinu Tam there learns that the whole mishas is a low plug. It's all based on low plug of the two cases where we said a guy's neman by Pesach Pasuk by Eishes Kohen or Eishes Yisrael Pchusim Rimba Sholoshan and Yom Echad. Those are the two cases where the guy is neman. So we make a low plug based on those two cases. Because Rabbeinu Tam says there, if it wasn't for that, there would be a Sveik Sveika. And the Sveik Sveika would be that he's mutter. So why, Lamaisa, does he have to get married? Why does she have to get married on a Wednesday? Halacha lamaisa, it shouldn't be what? It shouldn't be a problem because of a sveik sveika. And that sveik sveika is efshel izbar, perhaps. And if it's efshel izbar, it's where Rashi learns up the Mishnah. Rashi doesn't learn like. Rashi says the whole Mishnah is to be able to set up that it'd be efshel izbar. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't say like that. Rabbeinu Tam argues on Rashi. So Rabbeinu Tam holds that a sveik sveika, it's efshel izbar, is mutter. You don't have to mivar it. Why? Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, a sveik sveika is such a tremendous chiddush. It's a heter gomer. There's no latest asafik, so there's nothing in mivar. Even if you can, you don't have to. So maybe we could check the Rabbeinu Tam is l'shitaso. So what's pshat in the Mishnah? It's a low plug. And Rashi over there says not that way. The truth is, the Piskei Tshuva says many poskim. Piskei Tshuva says many poskim say that most poskim say sveik sveika efshel izbar is taka mutter. So maybe you could say the Rabbeinu Tam is l'shitoso, and that is why al pi din l'maisa, you could say it beats out sveik sveika, it beats out the davar sheish lamatirin, and that's the pshat in the Mishnah in Maseches Tzubits, which is quoted in the Shem Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rav l'maisa wanted to say the following. Okay, the Rav wanted to say the following. Before we get to the Rav, I want to just point out some nafkaminas that are point that come out of this din of that there's no latest asafik, that a sfeik is so powerful. Mm-hmm. Number one, I just want to, I'll get to you, okay? Tosis writes in Ksubis on Tesimid Beis, so Machlokes Tosis Shon Tosis in Ksubis, if you interpret Tosis like this, the Pnei Yeshua does, that a sfeik could be motzi mamun. How could a sfeik be motzi mamun? Ain't ochem b'mamun achar rov. So Rabbi Kivei writes if it's a gigantic rov, it would be good. But if you hold like the Rav's board, that a sveik, that there's no latest a suffix, that it's so powerful, then even in a situation where what? Where you can be motzi mamun, it would be successful. Because there's no suffix. There's no suffix, you have to be poishin. Also, another nafkamina might be. Rav Shechter Shlita once mentioned this. Can you make a sveik a lichachilu? Can you make a sveik a lichachilu? What does that mean, lamashal? Let's say you have a shiloh and a mezuzah. Let's say you have a room that's 8x2. The shiloh and the poskim, does it have to be dafka 4x4 or 8x2? So that's one suffix. And number two, let's say it has no door. According to the Rambam, there's no chiyuv mezuzah if there's no door. So can I make a sveika myself and say there's no chiyuv mezuzah? So if you hold this mitam rov, or you hold this mitam the Rambam, that you shouldn't be able to maybe with chiyuv. But if you hold like the rov, that it's sveika is mamish, there's no that it's a suffix, then maybe it would be mutter for a person to say, I could create and manufacture a sveik lichachilu. You also have this in Hilchos Brachos as well. You have this in Hilchos Brachos in Sfiras Omer. We have the din of the Machaber Pasi. If you're not sure whether you counted today, you count without a brach. You count with a brach of the other days. Why? Because number one, maybe you counted. And number two, it's possible each day is a mitzvah, Mr. Bruce says, a separate mitzvah. So if you hold this board again, that's fake sake, there's no latest a suffix, even it would allow you to say a bracha. Either Ram says lo tisa, but here there's no suffix at all. It's not a suffix bracha levatola. So it could very well be. It's in simon tough pay test, sifches, mishabru, there's sifkot, lam, and ches. So that would be another nafkamina that might emerge from this din. And Rav Gana actually, I remember he once said that he asked the Rav, if you hold like this board, so why is this fake sake, b'shusha yachid tameh? If it's fake sveikah, there's no latus asafik. So even 1,000 sveikahs, we know the Mishnah says in Taurus, we paskin that you're in lechumra. Why? The Teretz is, so Rabbi Ganaxa, that's why the Rav said that you need exerz akasav from Sota. That's proof why you need exerz akasav. By Sota is Rosh Hashiachid, less than three people. Not in Hilchos Shabbos. We're talking about less than three people in the guy's mezana. So that's proof why you need to dig up a pasuk. So Lomaisi, you have this. This din of you have this din of sveik that the Rav developed based on this din of Rabbeinu Tam. So I want to get to now what the Rav pointed out. The Rav pointed out he thought that the Ramah sosur himself. So the Rav says in Simit Kuf Yud and Sif Ches, the Ramah paskins that Dover Shishlo Matir beats out of sveik. He paskins that Dover Shishlo Matir beats out of sveik. The Yermachmer. And in Sif that's in Sif Ches. In Sif Tes, he passes that a Sveik Sveika, Allah Lamaisa, beats out a Chazakah. So apparently it's a steer in the Ramah. That's what the Rav wanted to say. So the Rav wanted to say it's not, because if you hold the Ramah, learns like the Rashba, that Sveik Sveika works mitam Rav, Ruba v'Chazakah, Ruba Adif, so that's why Rav beats out a Chazakah. But if you're working mitam Rav, it's a Davar Sheish Lamatir. Rav's not enough by Davar Sheish Lamatir. So it won't be a steer. So I wanted to point out the following. If you look there in Sif Tes, the Rav doesn't touch this. But the Ramah paskins beferish that a sveik that's efshel is zvara is mutter. The Ramah says beferish. Even though the Shach and the Klal sveik says you should be makrit, the Ramah says beferish it's mutter. So based on what we had said before, the reason why it's mutter is because the Ramah holds like the Rabbeinu Tam, that there's no latest a suffix. So if there's no latest a suffix, even if it's efshel avar, it's mutter. Why by the Rosh Hashanah Matirin? If you look at the Lashon of the Ramah, he says, Imlo Litzarech. It's Mashra Mekar Adini holds that a Sveik beats out of the Rosh Hashanah Matirin. He says you should be Machmer if you can. But the way he formulates it, so we're going to say different than the Rav. The Rav did not Mazmer that Ramah, why a Sveik Eshul Levar is Mutter. So we want to suggest that the Ramah holds like the Rabbeinu Tam Klor. And there's no latest a Savin. That's why it beats out of Chazakah. There's no Savin to be potion. That's why it's Efshul is bar, it's mutter. And that's why only it's a chumra by Davar Sheish Lamatirin. The way he writes it, he says, in lo litzarech. If you can, be machra, but if you can't, it's mashri holds mutter. So I want to say different than the Rav. That's what I want to say, Shah, in the Ramah that he paskin straight up like this were like this Rabbeinu Tam. It's interesting that another nafkamina might emerge from this mahalach called that there's no latest asofik. Tyson Ksubis and Tesamav has a chiddush and Tesamar Aleph on the Eishes case of the Eishes Yisrael Pchusim Bashal Lashon of Yom Echad, which we say in that case the only suffix was it was onus or ratzon, because we know for sure it was tachta because the psulim grow back, the Gemara says. So Tosh says you can have another sveik sveikin. So that case is also sveik sveikin. Why? It was onus or ratzon, but maybe when she was mezane, it was a very long erison, let's say, many years, 12 years, when she was mezane, maybe she was mezane when she was a ktana, and pitu ktana is an onusu. So Tosha has this theory that when you have shame, that's Tosha's kasha. You still have a sveik sveikah. So what's Tosha's teretz? He says it's shame onus chadu. He says both sveikah. So did she do it b'mitzias on some ratzon? And then al pidin nachamol, it's an onus. Pitu iktan onusu. So he says that's not a legitimate sveik sveikah. Shame onus chadu. That's what Tosha says b'feirush. So it's interesting that it could be that klal maybe is also based on this lomdus, we could say, because if you want to say that it's so powerful, so there's no latest a suffix, but if it's the same genre of a suffix, that's not a missile, that's not a cannon, it's not a tank, that's nothing. Because they have to be, it has to be powerful, but if it's the same genre of onus, that's not considered to be strong enough. So shame onus chadu is not considered to be strong enough. So it's interesting, it's a whole discussion, the Prima Gaudin, Rabbi Kivega says, does the Rambam hold to this klal or not? So it could be, they say the Rambam doesn't hold to this klal. I mean, even if it's shame on Eschadu, it's still a sveik sveik according to the Rambam. But the reason why it's good is because one was in Metzias. Was it physically on his baratzon or al pidin pituktanis? That doesn't make up. That doesn't call shame on Eschadu. Still a sveik sveik. But if they're both Metzias and they both would be, or they both would be halacha lemaisa, then it's not a good sveik sveik. So even the Rambam that might not hold to this klal, at least holds to this concept. That if it's the same thing, Lamaisa, it's not going to be powerful. You won't say there's no latest asafik. So this brings us to the Ramah in Hilchos Chodesh. The Ramah, I think it's Reish Sadi Aleph, in Hilchos Chodesh, says if you have a piece of bread on the table. So the Ramah writes, Beferish, if you have a piece of bread on the table, the din is that it's mutter. Why? It's based on a sveik sveika. What's a sveik sveika? Maybe this bread is from wheat from many years ago. And even if it's from this year, what's the din? The din is maybe it took root beforehand. So therefore, it's a sveik sveik. And that's what the Ramah writes beferish. So therefore, it's mutter. So the Rebbe Kiveyer quotes there on the side from the Mutzel Nation, Simin Nun, that this is shame on Eschadu. This is not a legitimate sveik sveik. If it was from many years ago, that's one suffix. The second suffix is from this year, but maybe it took root. If it took root before the 16th of Nisan, that means Nachamol becomes from the old. So it's the same side. So he says that's not a good sveik sveik. It's interesting. We should point out the Shach points us out that the Ramah we said is in a situation. I thought we said the Ramah said you should try to be machmir by a sveik sveik by a davar sheish lamatirin. Chodesh is a davar sheish lamatirin, right? Against that shita we said in the Rishonim. So that's the case in the Ramah. Talking about a piece of bread. It's not a taruvis. When there's a taruvis, then the Ramah says you should try to be machmer based on the way we're learning the Ramah. When there's a teruvis, then sveik sveika doesn't beat out davar sheish lamatirin. You should try to be machmer in such a case. But here the piece of bread is not a teruvis. You're dining on this isra, on this chefs itself. So therefore, in that case, the sveik sveika for sure will beat out davar sheish lamatirin. There's no inin even to be machmer al pidin. That's what the Shach says. But how are we going to answer this Ramah? If you say it's a situation shame on eschadu, how do we answer it? So the Rosh Hashulchan writes there in Hilchos Chodesh, he writes there b'feirish that if you could come up with an afkamina between the two sveikas, then it's a sveik sveika. The din is reishis ketzircha. What type of barley do you have to bring for the Korban Omer? From this year. So there is a difference between this year and the previous years. So he says that's enough to legitimatize the sveik sveika. That's what the Ramah says. But the Rav had a different mahalach, which I think goes well with the Rav Lashitoso about sveik sveika. The Gemara Menachos on Samach Tesem and Beis has a suffix. It says if a barley grew a shlish before the Omer, and then you replanted it in the ground, and it was Mosif, do you have to wait the whole next year, you go bust to the whole Safa, or do you go bust to the Ikr that already had a Heter? That's the Shaila in Menachos. So Rashi there in Menachos says, why didn't the Gemara pose the Shaila where it took root? Why did it have to say it was a shlish? That's what Rashi asks. So Rashi says like this. Rashi says that there are two tracks why you could say something is going to be mutter, it will become yoshen and not chodesh. How? If something is in the ground, mechuber, then hashrusha is good enough. But when you take it out of the ground, the only way the food could be mutter by saying that the korban omer matar is if it had a shame ochel. That means it had to be a shlish already. So therefore, the shaila is a davar pashut, that if you took out, let's say, something from the ground, halacha l'maisa, that was less than a shlish, and you took it out before and then replanted, for sure there's no shaila. You got to wait till the next year. Because the whole shaila, the whole heter could only be when it took root, while it's in the ground, while it's mechuber. If you took it out and then you wanted to have a heter, it couldn't have a heter. But if you take it out and it's an ochel and it grew a shlish, then there's what the pilpul about, because they had a shame ochel. So the Rav said like this. The Rav said, you know why this is not shame on a skadu? Because the vort is like this. When you talk about it was meant from many years ago, what does that mean? It was a shame ochel. It had grown a shlish. And therefore, what it was mutter. So memela, basically the food was usser, and the Torah mattered it with the korban omer. It was usser, and the Torah mattered it. But when you say that something only took root, the Torah never allows it to be usser. Wasn't that there was an isser that was chalan, and the Torah, the korban omer, matters it? If it was nishrish in the kark, it means that the Torah never allowed the isser to get off the ground. The Rav said those are two different ways the lumdus works. That's why it's not shame on the skadu. That's why the Ramos sake is good. Aruch HaShulchan came up with a nafkamina, a practical nafkamina to the two sveikas. According to the Rav, Pshat and Rashi, is the Pshat is that the two heterim work differently. When you have a food that's a shlish, when the Korban Omer comes, it matters there was an Isser on that, an Isser Chadash. The Torah matters it to make it Yashin. If something's Nishrish in the Karka, the lumpness is that the Torah never allows the Isser to get off the ground. That's much different. If it works different in Lumdis, then it's Shemo Maskaru. And I think it works well with the Rav L'Shitasa, that the whole Lumdis of Sveik is there's no latest Asafik. So they have to work in different directions. Their Lumdis has to work differently. If their Lumdis works differently, then that's a cannon, that's a missile. If they work in the same way in Lumdis, that's not a missile, that's not a cannon. That doesn't cause it to say that the Suffolk never was Nolan. So that was the Vor one that suggests Shat, Lamais in the Ramah, Halacha l'maisa. Okay, now what about the Mechaber's Pesach? We discussed the Ramah the whole time. What about the Mechaber? So the Mechaber, Paskins, Halacha l'maisa, that it could very well be, and this is based on the Ran, the Mechaber seems to say that if it was a Sveik Sveika, it's Mashman, Yordain, Kufays, that it would be okay. Beats out of Davar Shish L'Matirin. But in Orachayim, the Mechaber in Simen Tov Kuf Yud Alf is Mashma, not that way, even by Sveik Sveika, it's going to be Aser. So the Magen Avraham here, in Tov Kuf Yud Gimel suggests the following. Maybe one could say that if it's an Issa D'Araisa, Davar Shish L'Matirin beats out of Sveik Sveika. If it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, then the Sveik Seika will beat out the Davar Shish L'Matir. And the Mishnah Berurah writes, he says, in a situation where it's Mamakum Hefsid, you could be Mekel, but he says, Mikra Din, you know, we should try to be Machmer in such a case. So where did this Chilu come from, that there's a difference between Issa D'Araisa and Issa D'Rabbanan? So there's two Rans here. The Ran in Dav Beis and Beis Adap Arif seems to imply that the Davar Shish L'Matirin based on Ravashi and Dav Dalit seems to imply that it'll only be by L'Maisim and Issa D'Araisa, that the Davar Shish L'Matirin, if you're dealing with an Issa D'Araisa, Davar Shish L'Matirin beats out the Sveik Sveik. If this is the Rabbanon, then it could very well be that he would be Mekel. But then he has a second day that says, and then later in the Daper, if you Gimel Amar Aleph, the Ramask Ein Alach Kerugam Lil, that he seems to say it's even by an Issa Midrabanan. So it could very well be that the Mechaber Shita might be there's a distinction between whether it's an Issa Midrabanan or an Issa D'Araisa. But again, if you hold like the Rav's Mahalach, that the sveik sveik is that there's no latest asavik. It shouldn't make a difference whether this is the rice or this is the rabbanon. There's nothing to pilpul with. It should be mutter. But if you hold lamaisa, maybe like the Rashba, that it's mitam rov, the sveik sveik, and it's dealing with the davar sheish matirin. So we said one would what? One would in fact be machmir, alacha lamaisa. But according to the Rambam, it's interesting, there's what the mistopic about. Because the Rambam said, Savik deraisa v'raisa l'kulim in rabbanon l'chumra, but in sveik sveika, we are mekel. What happens with davar sheish matirin? So maybe you could say, maybe it's nisa deraisa, maybe there's more svar to be machmir. If it's nisa derabbanon, maybe there's more svar to be mekel. But if you take the Rashba's approach, then halacha l'maisa, you shouldn't be machalik in either direction. Whether it's deraisa derabbanon, you should be machmir. If you take the Rabbeinu Tam's approach, you should be mekel in both directions. If you go like the Rambam, maybe one could suggest there's svar to say, maybe even machmer on this d'oraisa, but on this d'rabbanan, maybe one wouldn't. Just to close with the shita of the bottom in the Taisus, the shita of the reed, the Rabbeinu Yitzchok, it's shailin the gedol akron what he holds on this concept. It's interesting. It could be that he might very well hold the way that he doesn't agree with the way Rabbeinu Tam how he reads it, you know, how he reads the Gemara, but there's not trei rube. It could be the way the Rashba writes it. The way the Rashba himself is mazbir the reed, that it's a sofik echa beguf sofik betaruvis, is not considered to be a sveik sveika. That's the way the Rashba is want to be mazbir the reed. But if you look in the Beis Yosef, in Siman Nun Zion, he has an interesting way to read this reed, and he says that the sofik, the first sofik, was yadua to the guy before it was misarev in the taruvis. So that does not allow you to say sveik sveika. It's like it was chal, sofik derais l'chumra before the sveik sveik, and that's a little bit of a svar, again, a little bit echoing what the Rav wanted to say, because you take away its strength when you divide up the sveikas and you had the idea before the second sveik comes about. The Bach has a third shot to read it. He just says, kind of like what we just said, that if it's an issa d'oraisa that fell in the taruvis as opposed to an issa d'rabbanan, maybe that's what the Re might be driving at as well. So the three different shotim, what the Re, Rabbeinu Yitzchak, at the end of the Tais is driving at. But Lamaisa, it's an interesting concept, this din of Sveik Sveikin. It beats out Dovah Shirish Matin according to the Rav, but maybe we could say it's Rabbeinu Tam L'shitaso. And based on what you wanted to say, the Ramah Taka Paskins like the Rabbeinu Tam, and in different scenarios, like in Hilchos Chadosh, if you say that Lomdus works out well, that when we say the Ramah's like Rabbeinu Tam, it has to be canon that there's no letters of Suffolk, but they have to work differently. And that would be Maz with the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, we'll stop here. I'm sorry, you had a question before. Yeah. I'm sorry. I just want to make sure I finish.
How is Efshe Levayer?